Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean National Assembly today has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. The collapse of Park's presidency was caused by recent allegations that a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal was being run out of her office. The South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on heightened surveillance and readiness posture should North Korea do something provocative. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his Thank You America tour with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa.
In filling my cabinet, I'm looking for people who fully understand the meaning of service and who are committed to advancing the common good.
Mr. Trump also took the occasion to honor Americans who are part of the armed services and pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. A senior U.S. military official says U.S.-led coalition has killed an estimated 50,000 Islamic State fighters since President Obama first ordered military action against the group in 2014. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told reporters the number was considered a conservative estimate. Information comes as the coalition spokesman in Iraq said IS is losing at this rate in that city. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo. Comes in advance of a meeting between U.S. and Russian military experts on the situation in the city. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the U.N. envoy to Syria, says Syria has given the U.N. permission to enter eastern Aleppo, but the organization is unable to deliver aid to the city because there has been no pause in fighting.
It's with, bitterness and frustration that we have to report that we have not been able even to evacuate the wounded.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter arrived in Afghanistan today for a holiday season to visit and thank American troops for their service to the nation. Carter will receive an update on NATO and U.S. efforts to support Afghan security forces, and he will be meeting with senior Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani. Former U.S. astronaut and Senator John Glenn has died at the age of 95. He was the first U.S. astronaut to orbit Earth, and years later, while he was serving in the U.S. Senate, he took part in a space mission. Zlatica Hoke reports.
In 1998, Glenn returned to space after a 36-year absence. In a 9-day mission aboard the shuttle Discovery, scientists studied the effects of weightlessness on aging. Before the mission, he had this to say to his beloved wife.
One thing I promised Annie the day we were married, in addition to our wedding vows, of course, was that I would do everything I could to keep life from being boring.
Glenn was a recipient of many honors, among them the Medal of Honor from President Barack Obama in 2012. Obama issued a statement Thursday saying Glenn inspired generations of scientists, engineers, and astronauts who will take us to Mars and beyond. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has warned against the dangers of proliferation of fake news after false conspiracy stories involving her campaign stirred violence recently. She was referring to the so-called Pizzagate incident in Washington, which came to a terrifying end. A man believing a fake news story that Clinton and her aides were running a child sex ring out of a local pizzeria entered the restaurant, fired a gun into the air. No one was injured. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.